Hello, my name is Gary Moses. I'm the Career and Technical Director for the Bullock County Schools. Prior to coming here, I worked at the Alabama Department of Education in the Career and Technical Education section. My responsibilities there included dealing with work-based learning teachers and work-based learning programs throughout the state. There were many times that I needed to communicate information with those teachers relatively quickly. I looked for ways to do this. Email wasn't very effective, because a lot of times teachers would be out of the school district, and in a lot of situations their email filters would block it as spam when it came from the department. So I was looking for a way to more effectively communicate information that I needed to get across relatively quickly. It was at that point that I ran across some technology, Web 2.0 tools, that I felt like would be very, very useful in communicating things with those teachers. And today, that's the topic of my podcast, is we're going to talk about two particular types of Web 2.0 tools. The first one is Porta Portal, P-O-R-T-A-P-O-R-T-A-L, PortaPortal.com, www.PORTAPORTAL.com, PortaPortal.com. The other is Edmodo, E-D-M-O-D-O, E-D-M-O-D-O, and that's www.edmodo.com, www.edmodo.com. The first thing I wanted to talk with you about is Porta Portal. As I mentioned earlier, there was a need to communicate various types of information to teachers and co-op coordinators and administrators throughout the state. Porta Portal is a web-based bookmarking utility that allows you to store links to your favorite websites. Often, I would get phone calls saying, can you direct me to the work-based learning manual? Or where is that Princeton career review quiz that you told me about? And I would have to get an email, find the bookmark, find the link, and type it into an email and send it to them. There were often times that the links were very, very long, so communicating them verbally was not a very good option. So somebody mentioned to me, have you tried Porta Portal? I was a former technology coordinator. One of my former technology coordinator friends mentioned this to me. So I looked it up at PortaPortal.com and found that this was perfect for what we wanted to do. Many times people would ask me for links to various websites and I couldn't find them. It would be very, very difficult for me to find them in a short period of time. So what I did was went to Porta Portal, signed up for an account, which is free. And what it allows you to do is take links. You can set up categories and take links from all your websites and create a page that anybody can access. So what would happen is somebody would call me and they would say, Gary, I need the link to the work-based learning manual. Or I need a link to Jing, or I need a link to the O-Net or Keytrain. And what I would do, rather than tell them the link or email them the link, I would say, do this, go to portaportal.com and then type in the guest name, G Moses. And when they do that, and you're welcome to do that right now, go to www.portaportal.com and type in the guest name, G Moses. Setting up categories is very, very easy. Up at the top, you see a little box. It says Quick Link, Alphabetize, Add Categories. You just click on the little link that says, it looks like a folder with a plus, Add Categories. Once you've added the category, you can go down, and there's a little pencil on that category. And I've set up one that says Other Stuff, and click the pencil. And it allows you to edit the category name and things like that. We'll click Save Changes. All right. I'm going to put in here, there's a plus to the right. And the plus allows you to add links. And I'm going to add one for Educate Alabama. So I'm going to actually go to the Educate Alabama website. I'm going to right-click in the address bar and click Copy. Then I'm going to go back to my portal, and this works well, especially well when you have second tabs or additional tabs on the newer browsers that's allowed. And what you want to do is you want to click paste in the URL, and then you want to give it a title, and I'm going to call this Educate Alabama. Then it allows you to put a description in, and that description would be, and I'm going to just use Educate Alabama again, because all teachers know what that is. Okay, and then it allows you to put an icon, and I'm going to put new, you put wow, thumbs up, cool. And then there's also a thing, if you don't want people to see that link, you can put hide that link, and then you hit add link, just as simple as that. So I've added a link to Educate Alabama. Now if you go to portalportal.com and you type in G. Moses as the guest name, on there you'll see some 21st century resources. Now I've not checked the links on these, but there's Access Distance Learning, but there's Audacity for our podcasting. There's a Center for Interactive Learning Collaboration. There's Edmodo, which is the next thing we're going to talk about. Illuminate, V-Rooms, iSafe, Jing, K9 Web Protection. That's a good filtering software, and it's free for parents, and it's for home use. Prezi, which is a presentation software. SourceForge.net, which is where you find open source software. And there's Wisconsin Online down at the bottom, which has some learning resources. So some of those I've used some lately, and some of them I have not used lately. But anyway, that is PortaPortal. It's simply a place for you to house all your hyperlinks in a quick and easy form for you to find them. That way you don't have to look around. You don't have to pull up your favorites and try and sort through those. It's a very, very easy way to organize and categorize your bookmarks. This next Web 2.0 tool is called Edmodo. Oftentimes in our schools, unless they're blocked, you find students on Facebook. Edmodo is kind of a social networking for teachers and students. It is a safe and secure way to communicate both assignments, alerts, news, that kind of thing, to students. Calendars, a calendar that you can communicate to your students. All these things in a secure environment where only the teacher, the student, and if you choose to give them to, the parent would have access to it. And the way that it works is you create, you go into www.edmodo.com, you set up an account, and then you create a group. For instance, I created a group. One of the problems that I had was communicating with work-based learning teachers. So what we did is we created this Edmodo site. So I put in ALSDECT work-based learning. What it does, after you create that, it gives you a code. I sent that code to all the work-based learning teachers with the instructions as to how to log on. They logged on, set up an account as a student. Now, ideally, it's for teachers and students, not necessarily for administrators and other teachers, but that is one way of using it. So all these work-based learning teachers set up accounts using that code that I gave them. Then I was able to communicate news, alerts, announcements, reminders of things that were due. And the way that Edmodo works, they set up their account and they determine how they want that communicated to them. It can either be through email, or it can be through SMS text messaging, or it can be through both. Typically, what we've done is set up text messaging. So what I would do, I would send out an alert that says, remember your such and such report is due today. Please don't forget. And it would go, that message would actually go to their cell phones, saying Edmodo, and it would tell who it's from me. They can also directly send you back a message as the administrator. Gary, you forgot to say such and such. But it allows the class to communicate with the teacher to communicate with the class. They've added some things since I originally got on Edmodo. You can actually put assignments in there for a student. You go in and load the assignment. For instance, a Word document or a puzzle or something like that. Then you describe the assignment, and then you would put a due date on it. There are quizzes. You can actually type in and create a quiz that will actually be taken by the members of that group. You can have multiple groups. In mine, I have the ALSDE Special Education Group, Bullock County Career Tech. I also have one for Chambers County. There's another one that does polls. So I could send a poll to just that ALSDE Work-Based Learning Group. For instance, I might want to find out if they want to have a banquet at such and such location or if they'd rather have it at another location. You can actually assign grades. There's a grade section for that. One of my favorite sections, over, if you go in there and look, there are two things. There's one, a calendar that you can share. You can put items on a calendar and send it to the group. You can also create a library, and in that library, you would have different things. For instance, I put instructions for completing a particular report, the SOC codes, and then an actual Excel spreadsheet. So you can put PDFs, or you can put Word documents or Office documents. There's ways to do put video links and that kind of thing. You can send a link to everybody within that group. The good thing about it is secure. You're not going to get people sending back and forth things that are inappropriate because it is only for the teacher, for the students. You can also set it up to give the parents the code so the parents can tell what's going on within the class. If you do that, if you had the parents, the students, sign up, put their cell phone numbers in, for instance, when they sign up, then you can send a message reminding parents that their fees are due. Or remember, we have a field trip, make sure you bring a lunch, that kind of thing. Edmodo, www.edmodo.com, and it's a great Web 2.0 tool. That's the end of my podcast. I wanted to introduce you to these Web 2.0 tools. I'm much better face-to-face talking than I am talking into this microphone, I think. But it was a good experience, and we'll probably be trying to do some more. You're welcome to email me if you have questions or get online. You can email me. The most effective way is AUB, as in Auburn, AUB84@charter.net. AUB84@charter.net. And this has been Gary Moses. Thank you.